Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I'm your host and financial lifeguard, Christine Lucan. I help people who feel like they're drowning financially get to a safe place and catch their breath. Then I teach them how to swim. Even if you're an experienced swimmer, it's still good to have a financial lifeguard on duty just in case the water gets rough. In today's episode, is a little debt okay? I'll discuss why debt is dangerous to your financial health, even just a little bit of it. Here's the question that I received from one of my listeners. If you have a $4,000 loan at 0% interest that will be paid off in 12 months, why spend $4,000 of your savings to get rid of a $333 monthly payment? The question that's really being asked here is, a little debt okay? You know, it tends to grow like weeds in the garden of our personal finances. So if you've ever done any gardening yourself, if you walk past one of your flower beds or your vegetable garden and you see one or two dandelions, if you do not pull those out by the root when you see them, chances are, if you walk past that same flower bed or your vegetable garden a week later, there won't just be one or two, there'll be a dozen dandelions. And debt can kind of be the same way. It's very easy for it to multiply. Debt eats away at our largest wealth-building asset, which is our income. The average American is not going to get wealthy by inheriting money, by winning the lottery, by becoming famous for some invention, or even being on a reality TV show. However, the average American can build a decent retirement fund and can have a good life and retire with dignity on a very average, modest income if they don't have a lot of debt. If the average person, family, were to take anywhere from 10 to 20% of their income and invest it, especially in a tax-protected account like an IRA, a 401k, or a Roth version of those accounts, if they're putting money in month after month after month, paycheck by paycheck, they're going to have a very good, decent retirement, and they're not going to have to rely upon the government to take care of them. However, if a family or individual has a lot of debt payments, sometimes even putting away 5% of your pre-tax income can seem like a very huge obstacle. So that's why we want to avoid debt, because debt is really, it's almost like a financial cancer. Now, I know cancer is a very scary thing, and we would never say that a little cancer is okay. Well, you know, that's not so bad. I mean, there's only cancer in 10% of, you know, your liver or on, you know, a very small piece of your skin. No, we fight that as quickly as we can, as aggressively as we can, because we know how dangerous it is if it goes unchecked. And debt can be the exact same way. The other thing that's at play in this question here is the myth of 0% financing. Now, I'm not sure with this particular individual whether this original $4,000 loan that was taking out, what that was for. Could be for furniture, could be for a car. However, people retailers who sell things like furniture and cars, they have to make a profit. Otherwise, they won't be in business for very long. So 0% interest is actually a marketing tool because the cost of the financing is built into the sales price. It has to be because they have to make money. So to flip this on its head, think about this. If you had gone into the furniture store or the car lot to go and purchase the furniture or the car with cash, could you have paid less than $4,000? And chances are, most likely you could have. So I don't want you to fall hook, line, and sinker for the marketing approach of 0% interest or 1% interest. These people are making money on the stuff that they sell, period. End of story. That's what they're in the business to do. And so if you want to get the best price, it sometimes pays to go in and negotiate with cash and get the best deal that you can up front. Now, King Solomon, who was thought to be one of the wisest men to ever live, said, "The borrower is slave to the lender." And this is actually a spiritual law. It's not an opinion. And I know this from personal experience because when I hit financial rock bottom, I had a lot of debt. And what that does is it limits your choices. So, you know, think about a slave. A slave is not free to do whatever they want to. They have their choices limited by their master. So if we think about that in relation to debt and money, that the borrower is slave to the lender, if you have any amount of debt, then you're still a slave in some respect. And I am too. I still have a mortgage. But when I think about the fact that if my husband and I didn't have that mortgage, and how much money that would free up for us on a monthly basis, that would open up for us some really cool choices. One of my goals and my dreams is to be able to spend an entire month, either January or February, on the beach somewhere. Well, if we had that mortgage paid off, that would be very doable. And so right now, we are still a slave to our mortgage. And if you don't think that you're a slave to your debt, try not paying it for a couple months. Your master is going to come knock in the MasterCard because your choices are limited when you have debt. And so I want you to think about that every time you're presented the opportunity to go into more debt or, on the flip side, to pay extra money to pay your debt off. You know, I didn't realize how much stress and pressure that debt was putting on me until I got out from under it. When I hit financial rock bottom, I owed 3 different check cashing places money. I had credit card bills, I had a consolidation loan, and it took me a long time to get those things paid off. But once I had everything paid off, I was driving down the road one day and I realized that I hadn't worried about money in a very long time. And that was just a shocking revelation to me because I was the person that would be laying in bed trying to balance my checkbook in my head. I would be thinking about, you know, my paycheck would be coming in the next day. I hope that check I wrote 2 days ago didn't clear my account and bounce. I've got to pay the rent. I've got to pay the car payment. And hopefully there'll be enough money left over for me to buy some gas and some groceries. I don't think that people really understand how much pressure and low-level constant anxiety that debt causes us. And you know what? I don't even like having a little bit of it hanging over my head. Now, the only thing that I will, I don't yell at people for having mortgage debt. And here's why. Because when you get a loan for a home and the property underneath of it, that asset is going to hold its value and or increase in value as you pay it off. There really aren't very many other things that you can get a loan on that are actually going to be an asset once they're paid off. You know, think about cars, boats, motorcycles, the stuff that you purchase with a credit card. All those things go down in value. Now, they may have some residual value once they're paid off, but they're not holding their value the way a home and real estate does. So that's why I don't yell at people for having a mortgage. However, I do want you to borrow as little as possible, pay as much in a down payment as you can, and pay it off as quickly as possible. Now, that is one of my goals, is to get the mortgage paid off so that I can be 100% debt-free. Because when you're 100% debt-free, that opens up a lot of choices. So if you are 100% debt-free, you might be free to leave a job that you hate. You may be free as a family to live off of one income and have one of the parents stay home with the kids if that's something that's important to you. You might be able to go and move somewhere that you'd like to live if you didn't have those debt payments. You know, it might be a matter of you took student loans out and you feel like you have to work in that field of study so you can pay off the student loans. You know, I heard a story of a couple who they both had student loans. They went to school to work as, you know, nurses, doctors, stockbrokers, whatever. And their last year of college, they felt really called to do mission work. Well, once they graduated, they had all this student loan debt hanging over their head. They really didn't have much of a choice but to go and work in the field that they had gotten their degrees in so they could pay off those debts. And, you know, that either postponed that dream that they felt God was calling them to go and work in the mission field, to either postpone that or not do it at all. So there may be a dream in your heart of something that you really want to do, but because of your financial situation, you're not able to pursue that. And to me, you know, that's very sad, but it's also very motivating to really attack that debt. So my answer to the question is, a little debt okay? No. Let's work to pay it off as soon as humanly possible. All right, so I've got a couple things going on. I'm very excited to announce that my budgeting basics class will now be taught via webinar on May 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This class will teach individuals and families how to create a financial roadmap to get them from where they are to where they want to be. You can register for the webinar on my website, ChristineLucan.com, and click on the Events tab. Also, for those of you in the greater Cincinnati area, on May 21st at 6:30 p.m., I will be having my Living Debt-Free class, which we'll talk about this debt stuff a lot more in detail and give you a plan to pay it off. Also go to my website for information on that. So thank you for listening to this episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. Join us next week when I'll discuss who should teach your kids about money. Until then, have a fabulous week.